Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Monday, August 11th, 2014. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headline stories, deceased family calls a press conference ahead of announcement of charges to be brought against suspects. From the region, Jamaica government urged to declare amnesty on marijuana arrests. And internationally, U.S. fails to probe Afghan civilian deaths, according to the Amnesty report. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited, Courts, Dominica Limited, Dragon Windows, and Orange Media. Details of these stories and more coming up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth, and unmatched blend. This outstanding, refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
Quartz Technical Service offers the best in technical repairs. Fixing TVs, DVDs, major appliances, small domestic appliances, music systems, and so much more. We are pleased to extend our services even to persons who have made their purchases elsewhere. And if that's you, Paddy Popoblem, you are forgiven. See you in your problem technique and in many machines of Premier Department Technical at Dominique. And if it's beyond repair, we will offer you a discount on a similar new item. Courts Technical Service, offering you the best in technical repairs at the most competitive prices in Dominica. Courts, bringing value home.
For decades, we've put our juvenile offenders through the established criminal justice system. Unfortunately, for the most part, this has been more harmful to our children, producing repeat offenders and hardened criminals. It's time for a change. The OECS Juvenile Justice Reform Project advocates an alternative. It's known as diversion and includes resolving juvenile matters outside our courts. Restoration, by repairing the harm done, focusing on the needs of and repairing relationships between victims, our young offenders, and our communities. Let us promote diversion and give our children a second chance. Reformed, reaccepted, and reunited with a community that loves without judgment. The Juvenile Justice Reform Project, a new path to changing lives for good. Funded by USAID and the OECS Secretariat.
Be well protected in this hurricane season with Dragon Windows. Big sale on products. Up to 25% discount on rolling shutters, railings, and fencing order. Up to 15% discount on customized windows and doors order. Check out great deals at Dragon Windows Focoli. Dragon Windows, located only at Focoli, offers you the best value for your money. Get strong, durable, quality UPVC windows from Dragon Windows. Call 448-0253 or 275-7372.
Promotion ends on August 31st. Dragon Windows.
The family of the recently deceased Joshua Etienne, today, Monday, August 11th, represented by appointed counsel attorney at Lord Tiani B. Hansen, held a press conference at the Garraway Hotel. Despite suggestions coming from the police side that the deceased Joshua Etienne was a vagrant who lived on the streets with no family, some 13 members of his family turned out in solidarity as they seek justice for what could amount to be the wrongful killing of Joshua Etienne and a murder trial. Opting for Mr. Bianzin to speak entirely on the family's behalf, he stated that the family has become increasingly concerned about how the police investigations are being progressed and the efforts made to secure and preserve evidence pertaining to the case.
The facts in the coroner's court, they stated that the gentleman was arrested at 9:30, placed in the cells, removed from the cell at 11:30, and then removed out of the cell at 11:30, and then placed back in the cell at 12. There was no information given as to why he was taken out of the cell, by whom he was taken, under what circumstances was he taken, and what, more importantly, was done during that half an hour gap. We say that information that's presented to the coroner's court as fact is inaccurate. And we say that very, very confidently based on the evidence that we have. I'm being very guarded as to what I say here, but this is open court. it was an open misrepresentation. We want to correct that from the start. We understand that the gentlemen were taken, placed in the cell, taken out on a number of occasions, beaten inside, outside, on each occasion. So I'm aghast as to why such information could find its way in an official autopsy, an official inquest, an official inquiry into the death, unexplained death, of somebody who otherwise was fit and healthy, but for his contact with the Commonwealth of Dominica police force.
Mihansen says that whilst the family initially intended to hold a press conference after the formal announcement of charges to be brought against the police officers suspected in the death of Etienne, he says there are a number of other areas that also remain of concern to the family, including the safety of witnesses pertinent to the investigation once the officers are released, and the fact that the Portsmouth police station, which should have been cordoned off as a crime scene, has been allowed to continue to operate as normal.
We have identified 10 witnesses, one of which have given evidence already. The others are reluctant to give evidence because of the fear. Some have been threatened. The one who gave evidence was threatened, and in fact, there were attempts to beat him outside the police station. Now, if the officers have been released, and the witnesses have yet to give evidence, and they're still being allowed to go home, what then happens to the witnesses? So we're calling for the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Service, the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica, the Ministry responsible for national security, to make arrangements to secure the witnesses that we have identified, or some of which we've identified, to the police, so that they could give the information that they have, which we believe are pertinent to any inquiry to arrive at the truth of what happened to Joshua Etienne on that evening. And I think it's farcical and ridiculous to suggest that these witnesses should come forward while the police officers are being released at night. Some of these witnesses have had contact with the police in the past, so the police know most of them. The officers who may or may not be charged with this offense, who may be questioned under suspicion, know some of these individuals, and therefore we are concerned about their safety.
Protest action being taken by fire officers stationed at the Portsmouth Fire Station over deplorable working conditions and accommodation have come to an end. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, DPSU, Thomas Leiter, said on Monday that as of Saturday, August 9th, officers have been temporarily relocated to the Portsmouth Youth Center for the duration of this week and later will be moved to a building belonging to the Douglases. The firemen camped outside of the fire station from August 6, 2014. As a result of poor living conditions at the facility.
That protest action has ended. We were protesting over the poor condition, living condition at the Portsmouth Fire Station, and it reached a point where the officers were camping outside and were not taking calls. Well, as Saturday, they will move to the youth center temporarily, that is for the week, and at the end of this week they will be relocated at one of the buildings belonging to the Douglases in Portsmouth. So that has been resolved, and we did indicate some time before that the protest would have continued until a new site or some alternative site or location could have been identified. That was done, and as a result we have ended the protest action.
DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter. Related to our top story this evening, the Police Welfare Association, PWA, has pledged its full support to police officers being questioned in connection with the death of a Picard man whilst in police custody. According to police reports, Joshua Etienne's seemingly lifeless body was found in a cell at the Portsmouth Police Station where he was being held at around 5 a.m. on Tuesday, August 5th. Chairman of the PWA, Jefferson Drygo, told the state-owned DBS Radio that the PWA will do all in its power to assist all police officers involved.
First of all, we'd like to sympathize with the family of the deceased, ask them to hold strong and trust in God. However, on the other hand, officers that have been investigated, the Police Welfare Association is pledging its full support in whatever way to assist them. It is one of us, and we must assist them. We must stand on their side, and that we are doing. We are doing all in our power, all in necessaries, safe accommodation for them, and the best legal counsel that you can get to represent them. For now, that's what we are at now. And on Monday, we'll have a meeting to discuss the way forward. Maybe open a fund for police officers to contribute to assist them in their legal representation. But the position of the welfare is that we are 100% in support of our members in reference to legal representation. And we just want to say that we would like justice to take its course.
However, the autopsy on Etienne's body was performed on Thursday, and according to Police Commissioner Daniel Cabin, the results confirmed the worst. The police force has come under heavy scrutiny as four police officers who are confirmed to be in questioning for the death of a Portsmouth man while in police custody have been released. Police PRO Inspector Claude Weeks says according to the Constitution of Dominica, it is within law to release a suspect in a criminal matter if no official charge has been made within 72 hours. He confirms, however, that the four officers have been released from police custody into the custody of their lawyers. However, he says investigations are continuing into the matter.
Two things in context, and it's an education exercise this morning. The Constitution is clear with respect to a suspect or suspects who would be in custody. And if 72 hours is expiring or has expired and they're not charged, they must be released. And in that case, with respect to the police officers who are subjects of interest or are being interviewed with respect to the alleged death of Joshua Etienne, like anybody else, whether civilian or any ordinary person, even if they are police officers, indeed they were released. So it's a fact that they were released in the custody of their lawyers. As I speak to you, Matt, from about 7:30, the police officers are at the Criminal Investigations Department where investigations are continuing in this regard.
And following the alleged shooting and wounding of Denny Shillingford in the community of St. Joseph last week, Police PRO Inspector Claude Weeks says investigations into this matter are ongoing. According to Inspector Weeks, Denny was taken to the Princess Margaret Hospital Thursday, August 7th, for a gunshot wound he sustained after being shot by an unknown assailant. Weeks says further information is not available at this time and the matter is being fully investigated by the St. Joseph Police.
I do not have all of the details, but the details are that he was allegedly shot, and as I speak, I'm not sure, but he was admitted at the Princess Margaret Hospital. I can also tell you that investigations, the St. Joseph Police District, they are pursuing this matter and investigating it. So I'll definitely keep you and, of course, the general public updated on this matter. We are indeed transparent, like we've told you from the outset and up to this present time, speaking to you.
We turn to news from the region now. A call has been made for the Jamaica government to declare an amnesty on all arrests for the possession of under 1 pound of marijuana. The plea from the Ganja Future Growers Producers Association was made following the death of Mario Dion, who was in the custody of the state. Dion arrested and held at the Barnett Street Police Station lock up in Western Jamaica for possession of a marijuana spliff. While in custody, he was beaten and died in hospital a few days later. According to the association, his death is an indictment against the state, the parliament, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, and the justice system. The Ganja Future Growers Association said the government, through parliament, must institute the amnesty until reforms of the drug are completed. And in news internationally now, the U.S. has failed to properly investigate Afghan civilian deaths caused by their forces. Human rights group Amnesty International says in a new report, Amnesty International alleges that even potential war crimes have gone uninvestigated and unpunished. The report focused primarily on airstrikes and night raids carried out by U.S. forces between 2009 and 2013. NATO told the AP news agency it would review the report and respond later. A spokesman told AP, they take allegations of civilian casualties extremely seriously and fully investigate all reports. The number of civilians killed and wounded in the conflict in Afghanistan rose 14% last year, UN figures show. Nearly 3,000 civilians were killed and more than 5,600 were injured in 2013. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of our headlines. Deceased family calls a press conference ahead of announcement of charges to be brought against suspects. Jamaica government urged to declare amnesty on marijuana arrests, and U.S. fails to probe Afghan civilian deaths. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited, Courts Dominica Limited, Dragon Windows, and Orange Media. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I am Kimberly Benjamin. The new Q95.